I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. There was no perfect time to record today. This morning there were like 30 mile per hour winds that were rattling all of the windows. Winds coming from the Saharas. And now there is a celebration of a saint happening behind the house. So you might hear some singing and children playing soccer in front of the house. So I just decided I'm going to record now. And this is a story of detachment that I've shared in summary in a previous episode, but this is the full story, and it's taken from The Sun Rises in the Evening, which are Zen Talks by Osho. Here's the story. Junaid was going through the marketplace of the town with his disciples, and it was his way to take any situation and use it. A man was dragging his cow by a rope, and Junaid said, "Wait," to the man, and told his disciples, "Surround this cow and this man. I'm going to teach you something." The man stopped. Junaid was a famous mystic, and he was also interested in what he was going to teach these disciples and how he was going to use him and the cow. And Junaid asked his disciples, "I ask you one thing. Who is bound to whom? Is the cow bound to this man, or is this man bound to this cow?" "Of course," the disciples said, "the cow is bound to the man. The man is the master. He is holding the rope. The cow has to follow him wherever he goes. He is the master, and the cow is the servant." And Junaid said, "Now see." He took out his scissors and cut the rope, and the cow escaped. The man ran after the cow, and Junaid said, "Now look what is happening. Now you see who is the master. The cow is not interested at all in this man. In fact, she is escaping." And the man was very angry and said, "What kind of experiment is this?" But Junaid said to his disciples, "And this is the case with your mind. All the nonsense that you are carrying inside is not interested in you. You are interested in it. You are keeping it together somehow. You are becoming mad in keeping it together. But you are interested in it. The moment you lose interest, the moment you understand the futility of it, it will start disappearing. Like the cow, it will escape." And I'm going to add to the story a bit of wisdom from Osho, because I think it's a beautiful summary. He says, "People come to me and ask, how to stop this mad mind? I say, there's no need to stop. All that is needed is that you become disinterested in it and the rope is cut. That is the meaning of sannyasas. Become disinterested in the mind. That is the meaning of real detachment. It has nothing to do with renouncing the world, but it certainly has something to do with cutting the rope to the mind. Just become disinterested in the rubbish, and slowly, slowly, you will see a gap arising. The cloud that used to surround you always is getting farther and farther away, and one day, suddenly it is no longer there. And when you are left without mind, that is the state of spiritual perception. That is the state of darshan. That is the state when you can see. You have eyes. Otherwise, your eyes are so full of smoke, you cannot see." Many levels to this. So first, we'll go back to the story. I love the story. And it's very simple, but such a beautiful metaphor. So Junaid is this mystic, and he's taken his students into this marketplace. And he sees a man dragging a cow by a rope and decides to use it as an experiment to teach his students. So he asks the students, you know, who is bound to whom? Is the cow bound to this man, or is the man bound to the cow? And all of the disciples said the cow is bound to the man, because they were looking from the perspective of this rope, that because this man is holding the rope, he is controlling the cow, he's bound to the cow, the cow is bound to him. And when Junaid cuts the rope, the cow runs away, and the man is running after the cow. And so Junaid says, now look what is happening. Now you see who's the master. The cow is not interested at all in this man. And this is the case with your mind, he says. All the nonsense that you are carrying is not interested in you. You are interested in it. And I think this is so powerful. If you think about your thoughts, whatever it is, the persistent thought that keeps arising that you may feel entangled with or stressed by, is that thought interested in you? Think about that. Or meditate on that. Does that thought care about you? No. It is because you are interested in that thought that you are holding on to it. You've created this connection, this attachment to the thought. It's the same as the rope that the man has with the cow. But the way to cut that rope is to cease being so interested in your thoughts. Once you're no longer interested in that thought, you've cut the rope yourself. The thought just goes away, or you go away, but you're no longer attached to it. The moment you lose interest, the moment you understand the futility of it, it will start disappearing. Like the cow, it will escape. If you just stop focusing your attention on whatever that thought is, you'll find that it vanishes on its own. And so the wisdom from Osho, you know, when people ask how to stop the mad mind, Osho says there's no need to stop. All that's needed is that you become disinterested in it and the rope is cut. So the second you lose interest in those persistent thoughts, the thing that keeps arising that is bothering you, as soon as you lose interest in that, you're no longer attached to it, because that thought itself is not interested in you. This is the beauty of detachment. And this, at the end, when he says, when you're left without mind, that is a state of spiritual perception, when you can truly see, when your eyes are not so full of smoke. And without mind, so just think of mind as thought. Without a thought to hold on to, without a thought that is persistently arising and bothering you, there's no mind. You're clear, you're free. It is the same as the principle of I am. I shared on my social media a beautiful quote by Sri Muji. Don't think I am, be I am. So as soon as you say, I am anything, I am happy, I am sad, I am Selena, as soon as you add something to the end of that statement, you transform into that. This is the power that we have, our attention and belief. As soon as we attach something to that I am, that becomes the state that we're in. I am stressed, I am unhappy, I am whatever. I'm amazing, I'm wonderful, it goes both ways. But as soon as you add a qualifier, that becomes your experience. When you are Instead, prior to that, prior to adding anything to the end of the I am is the infinite. There are infinite possibilities, and you select one when you add something to the end of that I am, but you remain as the infinite when you don't. That is the same as being without mind. You're not attaching to any thoughts, so you're staying as the emptiness, which has the potential of holding anything, any thought, any feeling, any identification. But if you remain as the emptiness, as the I am, as the infinite, you're not subject to the changing ways of the qualifier. Because if you are happy, that opens the condition for you to be sad, right? But at the source, that is happiness itself. It's not a changing condition. It's bliss. It's peace. It's freedom. All of that exists as the I am. So the opportunity is to cease being interested in whatever persistent thought is present in this moment. Just try it with one thought in this moment. Just lose interest in it. Remain as the I am, as the source from which that thought is even arising, prior to thought. That is the Zen state of no mind. The place from which you can observe thought. Remain as that. Be I am. And you will find that you are freedom itself. Stepping into any experience is choice. When you remain as the infinite, that is peace and freedom. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.